Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about rebuilding a sustainable economy. What would a sustainable economy look like? I'll discuss the types of changes that will help create one. We're in the midst of deciding how to do this now. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're down to the last 2.5 weeks of our annual pre-order special. We're offering you a special discount on the 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters now so that we can pay for printing those guides. When you purchase them now through April 29th, you get the best deal we offer all year. The combination of the guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools allow you to work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. Get your 2010 guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Then just click on the link to pre-order the 2010 guide under What's New. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And while you're there, we also have the last of our printed 2009 Good Timing Guides on sale for $20 each. There's just a small number of these left. So if you haven't already gotten your 2009 guide, get yours today so you can have the wind at your back for the rest of this year. To get these, you can call us at 877-524-8300 or go online to our Polaris store at our site, www.askmadeline.com. And that number again is 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're still in Venus retrograde now through April 17th. Are you getting tired of hearing about that? As you may remember by now, this means we're reconsidering any tough relationship and any challenging money issues. At the same time, we're still in the midst of Venus square Pluto, which is a very tough cycle for relationships and money. This cycle is known for transforming or making permanent changes to relationships or money issues. It's particularly associated with heavy debt and relationships that have a power imbalance. In the latter situation, someone in the relationship has more power than the other person. Basically, one person needs the relationship more than the other person. And whoever that person is, he or she has less power in the relationship than the other person. So in order to transform that relationship so it can continue, the two people must come into balance so they can both have the same amount of power in the relationship. Otherwise, it will end. This will also occur with business deals. If they aren't a win-win business deal for both parties, then they won't work out either. Now, I want to mention that the Venus square Pluto is in range now through today, April 10th. And then we get a small reprieve from it starting tomorrow from April 11th through the 22nd. And beginning again late on April 23rd, we get this extremely challenging cycle for both relationships and money with Venus square Pluto yet again. And that peaks for the last time on May 2nd, and it stays in range through May 13th. Now, what I want you to understand is that even though Venus goes direct on April 17th, we're not done with these Venus retrograde issues until we get past May 13th. More changes in money relationships will still occur through May 13th. Now, for now, just remember that Venus retrograde is not a good time to sign contracts unless you're redoing a contract or replacing a vendor. If you're doing that, then the two best dates to sign contracts are Saturday, April 11th, yes, tomorrow, or Thursday, next Thursday, April 16th. And if you have a very important contract to sign, meaning a lot of money is involved, then I recommend you get a custom timing for signing and mailing that contract so you can optimize the outcome of it. You can still have very different outcomes from signing or mailing a contract due to a different time. So just a heads up. Next, we're just about to finish a cycle that's commonly associated with frustration. That cycle is Mars opposite Saturn. And aside from frustration, resentment and anger are also common. So we'll be done with this cycle on April 12th. And if you've been tired lately, you may now start getting your energy back, which is wonderful. And however, even as I speak, Mars is moving into an explosive energy cycle. And this cycle is Mars conjunct Uranus. So whatever frustration has built up from the previous cycle is likely to get released unexpectedly with this one. You can also use this energy to have an emotional breakthrough. So if you've encountered a recent relationship or money issue, this cycle is the perfect opportunity to have a breakthrough about it and change the pattern. This cycle is now in range. It peaks on April 14th, and it stays in range through April 22nd. And as I just mentioned, these energies can be quite explosive, so be careful when you're driving out there. And, of course, never drive when you're angry because you could attract an accident to you if you do. Now, the good news in all of this is that we'll get some excellent planning energy from the cycle of Mercury trine Saturn. Now, this comes into range next Monday on April 13th, just in time, I might add. It peaks on April 17th, and it stays in range through April 21st. This is a great time to write your plans, write reports, do any type of logistical planning, and really nail down who is doing what and by when. So this is what we need to know in order to keep our commitments. It's extremely important to keep our commitments, even little ones. So find a way to handle all those details during this period. In addition to that, we have another cycle which is often associated with challenges like the flu, hormonal issues, immune system issues, too much sugar, alcohol, or drug issues, watching too much television or movies, and low energy. In addition, it seems to be associated with some type of interdimensional spiritual virus. Now I'll explain more about that on another show, but for now, just know that if you cannot seem to feel better from a cold or flu long after you're normally well, this could be impacting you. The antidote for it is to put these words onto your water bottle. Just write them on a piece of paper. The three words are Ascension, Energy, Matrix. I'll repeat that. Write the words Ascension, Energy, Matrix on a piece of paper and attach it to your water bottle. That will charge your water with that energy, and the energy which was draining you will be neutralized, so your energy will come back. This cycle is Chiron conjunct Neptune, and they are now within 1 degree of each other, and this cycle will be with us for the rest of this year. We're also now in range of Jupiter joining Chiron and Neptune. And they're doing that together in the sign of Aquarius. This threesome is going to hang out together for the rest of the year. Now, the positive use of this energy is to heal and release old wounds. You can do this via different processes, counseling, meditation, forgiveness, and other release tools such as emotional freedom and healing releases. It can also be a great help in healing spiritually. And did you know that 90% of any illness is spiritual? Incredible, isn't it? We have an incredible opportunity this year to do some wonderful work that will lighten us up in so many ways. So please take advantage of it and put healing on your to-do list. And just another word to the wise about this particular cycle. Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune together can be quite inflationary for the economy. So start stocking up on items that you use now. Next, we get a nice set of high growth dates from the cycle of Sun sextile Jupiter. This cycle is already in range and it peaked on April 9th. However, it's still in range through April 13th. And the best date, This high growth is today or yesterday, but if you didn't take advantage of it, then you still have today. Also yesterday, we had a full moon, and this means we now have all the information we need to make important decisions. So if you have a growth opportunity available to you, today is the day to decide to take advantage of it. If there's a contract to sign, though, wait until tomorrow or next Thursday to sign it. Now, beginning yesterday on April 9th and peaking today on April 10th and staying in range through most of April 14th, we get a cycle that is excellent for getting to the bottom of the matter. This cycle, Mercury trine Pluto, assists by creating penetrating insights that allow us to understand the true motivations behind actions that have perplexed us. It's also an excellent opportunity to speak to the masses if that's something you want to do. That means you might be sending out large email blasts, right? Now, if you need to have testing done to determine a health diagnosis, this is a great time to do that. It's particularly good for tests like blood tests, x-rays, MRIs, CAT scans, thermography, or ultrasounds. It's particularly good now since the moon is so close to full at this time, and it's easy to see what's happening. And lastly, just a quick reminder that each week the information that I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. So to get your copy for this coming week, just visit AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com to get your copy. And look for the link to this under What's New on the homepage. Now, I know we're headed off to a break. And are you wondering where the chaos of our economy is leading? When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about rebuilding a sustainable economy and what that would look like. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are key foundational components for optimal health and wellness. At Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center, we strive to help each patient regain their health through natural chiropractic care and wellness counseling. Visit us at vcwc.net to learn more about our doctors and wellness counselors. Remember, vcwc.net.
Dr. Patton, I want to make sure you don't miss the final event in the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Join Don Miguel Ruiz, international best-selling author of The Four Agreements, on April 24th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Go to thedrpatshow.com under the Featured Events section for more information and to purchase your tickets now. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more details.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. Now through April 29th, you can save up to 20% on next year's Good Timing Guide and newsletters. The combination of guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools allow you to work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. This is her best deal all year. Pre-order your 2010 guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call Madeline at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Listen to Cosmic Connections with Madeline every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk, KKNW, AM 1150.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
The Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about rebuilding a sustainable economy and what that will look like. And after that, I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, on previous shows, I've talked about how we're in the process of remodeling the economy, capitalism itself, plus the structure of businesses and government organizations. Of course, whenever you do any remodeling, you go through a phase of tearing things out, and it usually looks like a disaster area. That's the part we're experiencing now. What keeps you going through that process, though, is the vision you're holding for what it will look like after the job is done. So today, I want to talk about the economy and capitalism and what they could look like when we're done with the teardown phase. Just what would it look like to rebuild this economy in a sustainable way? This is the ideal, of course, and we may not get all the way there, but this is where we're headed. Now, first of all, let's look at the overall picture before we start drilling down into the details. It helps to understand the assumptions of the present economy and how it's directly related to the energy, to our energy and the environment. And I'll look at what's unsustainable about the present way we're working with these areas. But before I do this, I want to let you know that you can get an even deeper overview of some of this information from The Crash Course by Chris Martinson. And I highly recommend that you take this Crash Course, which is a series of very short videos on these topics. Just go to www.chrismartinson.com. That's C-H-R-I-S. MartinSon.com, or just Google The Crash Course. And for heaven's sakes, please give that guy a donation for the incredibly wonderful job he's done with it. So let's start with the basic assumptions of our present economy. Now, explain why these assumptions can no longer work. First, our economy is based on the concept of constant growth. If the growth slows down, stops, or goes negative, you have the problem we're encountering now, which is that people cannot pay off their mortgages, loans, and credit cards. I'll talk about this in more detail shortly, but for now, I want you to start asking yourself, where in nature do you see constant growth? Second, constant growth assumes that we will constantly have more and more renewable resources from which to grow the economy. But with 6 billion people on the planet and the population continuing to grow, this situation no longer exists. We're now down to the bottom 2% of the resources we use on a regular basis. Our resources cost more and more to get because we've already used the low-hanging fruit, so to speak, and what's left costs more and more to get. Plus, we've got to stop toxifying the planet and ourselves in order to get the natural resources. That's also unsustainable. Third, part of the resources I just mentioned that are harder and harder to get are energy resources. Energy is what's necessary to run all economies. Without it, the lights and heat will go off and we'll all be in big trouble. So any sustainable economy must address the issue of how we can create sustainable and renewable energy. And you had better believe the answer to this is not related to oil. Oil is not renewable at a fast enough pace for us to sustain the population we have globally. Okay, now let's go back to the first issue, which is that in order to ensure people can pay off their loans, mortgages, and credit cards, more and more money must be loaned into existence by banks. This is how banks operate. In order to have constant growth, our banks must continually loan more and more money each year so there's enough new money in the system for everyone to have access to the interest that's owed on the loans. They do this by loaning out roughly 97% of whatever dollars you put into the bank to people who want to borrow. Then they sell those loans at least 12 to 20 times. So they can loan out $97 of every 100 that you put in the bank 12 to 20 times. Wow. What a way to make a fortune on your money, huh? But what's most important to understand is that more money is created by creating more debt. And our debt load is unsustainable. And do we have Benny here on the show too? I don't know if he's hearing me. That process is known as fractional reserve banking. In essence, it's a giant Ponzi scheme. The only reason it normally works is that everyone doesn't need access to all their money all the time. As long as there's constant growth, everything holds itself together. Only when you have a major downturn do you realize this is nothing but an incredibly large house of cards with nothing to hold it together. Now, I asked you to think about the question, where in nature do you see constant growth? The answer to that question is that you don't. You don't find constant growth in nature. The tides come in and go out. The moon grows larger until it's full, and then it gets smaller until it's not visible at all. The seasons change. First, we have growth in spring and summer. Then we have rest and renewal in fall and winter. Plants go through a regular cycle of growth, then fall back, create a seed, and die. Humans and other animals have a regular physical cycle of growth, reproduction, and ultimately we die just a physical death. In general, there are no examples of constant growth in nature. Instead, everything occurs in regular cycles of growth, followed by natural cycles of decrease. Now I ask you, why should we expect something different for our economy? As much as we hate to admit it, we're part of nature, and the economy is our creation. In order to be sustainable, it will always need to have regular cycles of increase and decrease. Next, let's look at the debt problem. That's one of the biggest things which is not sustainable. To alleviate the $53+ trillion of debt and liabilities owed by the U.S. government, it must stop paying the Federal Reserve interest on every dollar the Fed creates. To do this would mean we would either nationalize or abolish the Fed. And at the moment, the Fed is a privately held corporation owned by the world's wealthiest bankers. In general, though, the U.S. must take back its authority to print and manage its own money, and stop paying the Fed interest for every dollar they create. And let's look at why the Federal Reserve is able to print as much money as it wants. The answer to this is easy. There's nothing to stop it. By that, I mean there's nothing behind our money that gives it intrinsic value. We have what's known as fiat money, and it's backed only by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. Now, I just mentioned the U.S. government owes well over $53 trillion in debt and liabilities. So how much value do you think your U.S. dollar really has? The answer is 2 cents. And by the end of this year, it will be worth even less. Are you getting the picture? The U.S. dollar, as we know it today, is not sustainable. We must return to a currency that is at least partially backed by gold. And until we do that, it will be just too easy to print more money when it's needed, and that just devalues the currency until it's worthless. In order to have a sustainable currency, we must return to some type of gold or metal standard. We also need some new financial regulations so we don't have a banking system playing Russian roulette with your bank deposits. At the moment, we have an enormous banking system which is collapsing under the weight of way more derivatives and risk than assets. That's not banking. That's gambling, and it's not sustainable. Now let's think about the energy situation. We're already at peak oil, meaning we're not able to bring on new oil fields fast enough to replace the oil fields that we're depleting. It's time to wake up. Oil is not the answer. The answer lies in creating or tapping a renewable form of energy. Now, those of you who have read any Cryon channelings, and they're at cryon.com, K-R-Y-O-N.com, Cryon, who is our Earth's magnetic master, has suggested two solutions. The first one was to start tapping geothermal energy from the heat of the Earth. And the second one was to harness the energy of the tides, which is constantly there and changing all the time. Plus, there's a third source of renewable energy being worked on by Dr. Stephen Greer's team to develop a renewable source of energy using Tesla's understanding of the Earth's electromagnetic field. Now, you can find out more about that project at theorionproject.org. That's T-H-E-O-R-I-O-N project.org. And while you're there, please give them a donation to support this incredibly important work, which will benefit everyone. In order to survive, we need to discover and implement multiple forms of sustainable energy to rebuild our economy. Now, what about our environment? Do you think we're going to have any economy if the Earth's biosphere collapses? Let's face it, total collapse of the Earth's biosphere would mean that there wouldn't be any life on Earth, let alone an economy. So we cannot do business in the old ways. We cannot use toxins anymore. Lastly, here's just a couple of more details. We need to stop taxing labor, which is plentiful, and start taxing the use of natural resources, which is scarce. Businesses will need to start working in integrity and make choices based on more than just profits. They'll need to consider their workers, their community, their customers, not just their shareholders. Governments will need to start operating with complete transparency so the public trust can be recreated. Let's all do our part to create a sustainable economy because it's everyone's responsibility. Now, when I come back from this short break, I'll be taking your calls and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
You're invited to the Sacred Cat Ball dinner and auction to benefit Whisker City, April 18th at the Linwood Convention Center. Whisker City is dedicated to the rescue and rehabilitation of abused, neglected, and abandoned pets. Performing live at the event will be Shelly and the Curves, voted Seattle's best cover band by Evening Magazine. Don't miss the Sacred Cat Ball. Visit WhiskerCity.com for more information.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org or call 800-NATUNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NATUNIV.
you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the Light Mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. And first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenge. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We certainly do. Let's actually bring out the lines, the number again, 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819 for Cosmic Connections with Madeline. She's taking your calls. And let's go with Suzanne. She's calling in from Bothell. She's wondering about her health. She conveniently doesn't have enough energy. So let's see if we can hype her up a little bit. Her birth date is 4/22/1930 at 12:45 p.m. in Vienna, Austria. So, Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Madeline.
I was catching that part about you not having enough energy. How long has that been going on?
Oh, the last month or two.
Okay. That is right at the point where we've been getting some of these strong challenges, both astrologically and apparently, as far as we can tell, there have been some spiritual viruses released. And so this is something that's different from what we would normally encounter. And people who are, you know, basically on the path of trying to lighten themselves up a bit.
Right.
And be headed towards ascension or, you know, changing for the better are the ones who are primarily targeted. The information we got was that 80% of the population was being targeted. The bottom 20% would not be impacted by it.
That's very interesting.
So if you, the first thing I could recommend for the energy situation is to try putting the, you know, just write those three words, Ascension Energy Matrix, on a piece of paper and attach it to your water bottle, or you can even just set your water bottle on top of those words, you know.
What is the first word?
Ascension. A-S-C-E-N. S-I-O-N.
Ascension. Okay, Ascension Energy Matrix.
Energy Matrix, yes.
Right. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, try that and see if that will help. And I'm just looking at your health, you know, situation here. And another possibility is that people may have entities. And I know that sounds a little weird, but it's really
true. People may have what?
They may have entities. They may have picked up an entity, you know, especially if somebody got sick, you know, like a cold or flu or something like that, and they don't get well from it.
Yeah.
It's possible they may have picked up an entity while their system was down.
Okay.
Meaning, you know, some kind of a spirit, you know, that is draining their...
Right.
Their energy.
Right.
And so if anybody has that situation, I use Diana Stone. I always refer people to Diana Stone down in Vancouver, Washington for that. And her phone number is 360-546-2497. Yeah. And I'll repeat that. It's 360-546-2497. And Diana has had, you know, over 30 years of helping people get rid of things like that. So
great.
Yeah. So in case that's it, you know, if the Ascension Energy Matrix doesn't work, just have her look at you and see if you have one, because that can be a problem as well.
Okay.
And one thing I'm seeing here that is really good for you is that you have a nice healing aspect coming up here very soon. I mean, probably within this coming week. So very timely of you to call. Very timely of you to call, yes. And so this should really help you feel better. And let's see, it'll probably, I'm just going to see how long it will hang around. It'll be there, right away, and then it will, my computer is giving me trouble here. It won't, here we go. Let's see. Okay, so it's close enough right now to work, and it's going to stay very close for until like April 26th. And then it will start to move a little further away from it. And but it will be, you know, within 5 degrees for the whole year, almost the entire year. So
great.
You have, you know, an opportunity to heal a number of things this year. So I hope that works out for you.
That sounds very positive. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling in, Suzanne.
And thank you so much, Madeline.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much, Suzanne. And, of course, that leaves another line here open at KKNW and Cosmic Connections with Madeline, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Madeline, I'll give you some information for our next one. It will be Kate. She's calling in from Seattle. She's a little confused right now. She wants to know when would be a good time to connect up with internet service and or start up an eBay account. And her information is 1222 of 46. So now you got to type it in there. You're old.
Yeah.
Got to get those stars all lined
up.
Yeah.
What
so,
time?
7:58 in the morning.
7:58 a.m. Okay.
Yep. In Pasco, Washington.
All right.
Yeah. I was talking to Kate off the air there. I used to run track in cross-country running. We had some meets out in Pasco, so I'm familiar with the area.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So,
I love it.
Yeah, Kate, so welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Kate. Now, you're looking for some timing information, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know it there was stuff open for the computer, but I didn't know if it extended to establishing an internet service and or opening something like an eBay account.
Yeah, those are not so challenging. You're talking about the Venus retrograde that we're in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I were you, I would wait until we have this little tiny window here from tomorrow and through the 22nd to do it.
So do it tomorrow through
either
the 22nd?
Tomorrow or the 16th are the two best dates that we have between those dates.
So and 11 or the
16th? The 16th, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not every place will be open on a Saturday, but some places are.
Yeah.
And, some internet providers will be able to help you that way. So the situation on the eBay account, I just want to let you know this. It's not really easy at the moment because you're intending to make money on eBay, you see, and we're in Venus square Pluto.
Okay.
Which is like a very challenging financial, I mean, mm-hmm, one of the most mm-hmm. challenging financial aspects that we have. So that cycle is definitely not something that's positive for,
favorable.
Yeah, not favorable for trying to make a lot of money for something new like that. During this period of April 11th through the 22nd, Venus is in the sign of Pisces. Now, technically, it's still in range of that square to Pluto, but it's out of sign to the square, meaning it doesn't have as much power, and Venus itself being in the sign of Pisces, that's where it is strongest. So there's just this little window where it's stronger than it normally would be during this period. And otherwise, you have to wait until after May 13th to get out of it.
So May 13th would be the next choice.
Yeah, the next choice is to, and actually, because Mercury will be retrograde then, you would be looking at June.
So 11th to the 22nd is the best.
Yeah, if you have to do it right away, that's the best. Otherwise, you should wait until June. Do you have a good timing guide?
No.
I would get one of those. There's not that many left. You know,
okay.
So I would definitely get on the website and order one as quickly as you can, because you're going to need it in order to figure out when to put up your items on eBay to promote them. You're not going to want to put them up on a day with a bad final result. You
no.
See, or during a timeout, or, you know, you can choose your days when you're going to, you know, put up your items for sale, and that will make a big difference as to how well they sell and how well they do. You know, ideally, you'd like a date with a good final result, a good communications code, and a green dollar. So, I'm hearing our music, and thank you for calling in, Kate.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O SafeHaven.org.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, economic, and prosperity questions. And I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today, or maybe one more. We might be able to take one more at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip for the day. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's go to Des Moines, Washington. We have Stephanie calling in. She's going through with some transition problems or some issues with her family at the moment. She needs a little bit of help and some coaching. Her birth date is November 17th of 61 at 1:30 in the morning in good old lovely Seattle. So, Stephanie, Fabulous. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I feel like I am going through a major life change right now. Where I'm even giving up a relationship with my daughter to save my emotional health with other dysfunctional family members.
With her comes them,
and she's my close. Oh, I just love her more than anything. We used to talk three times a day at least. So
wow. This
is a big change to eliminate her.
What kinds of challenges are you having in the relationship?
Well, it's been going on for quite some time with my mother. So
it's a three-way.
Well, it's mostly my mother and I, or my mother and every family member. Let's just put it that way. She's toxic, so And so my daughter, in allowing her to be around me a lot, is bringing my mother in and causing more problems. So, but that's almost good because I feel that I need this time for me to focus on me and not be a mother so much anymore, and take this time out between having grandchildren and taking care of, you know, wanting to be a part of that. But this time frame needs to be about my passion, my goals, my direction, my life purpose, I feel. So
yeah.
I'm seeing the positive, but it's a little rough on the heartstrings, and I've been feeling that spiritual virus that you talked about.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, and I hope that you can put those words, Ascension Energy Matrix, on your water bottles, and that will probably help some. Now, you have a fairly significant set of things going on here, because when you're talking about, you know, sort of eliminating somebody out of your life from your family, especially a daughter, you know, there's a lot of pain associated with that. So the
mm-hmm.
first thing I'm going to mention to you is that you probably ought to go and get a custom emotional freedom and healing release.
Okay.
In order to release the negative emotions that are associated with this,
okay,
because there's a lot of pain, and you know, just trying to ignore it is not actually going to help you. It'll continue to hold you down. You see, so
I've been doing the opposite, dwelling on it, which is just drawing more energy to it. So
right, exactly. So I'm going to give you the names of two people. They're both on my site under Meet Our Guides. And my site's at askmadeline.com, askmadeline.com.
Okay.
And up at the top, there's a link to Meet Our Guides. And when you get on that page, both Peg Donahue and Richard Ross do custom emotional freedom and healing releases so that you can release the whole, you know, the pain of all of it, you know.
Okay.
And the pain and, you know, fears and anger and just, you know, the whole situation. Because all that energy is just hanging on in your body. And it literally will at some point make you sick.
I have been.
Yeah, okay.
Vertebrae's out, ribs out, just, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Nausea.
Yeah, see, so there you go. So that's the first thing I would recommend. Then the next thing I would recommend is that you have some kind of a gratitude meeting with your daughter. And,
okay.
You know, just explain to her that, you know, you're not able to really maintain the relationship in the way that it's been. But you want to let her know how much you appreciate having had her in your life. And you should be able to think of at least six, probably even more than six things that you appreciate about her and that you appreciate about your relationship with her. And
okay.
And if she won't do a gratitude meeting with you, you should do it by yourself. In other words, you should sit down and write out, you know, at least six things that were important to you that your daughter represented to you. In other words,
okay.
She had particular strengths or talents or energies that you really, really enjoyed about her or admired about her. Or the two of you together had certain things in your relationship that you really liked. Those are the things you should be focusing on at that point. Because early on, you know, with the emotional freedom and healing release, that's where you, you know, release all the negative stuff. You're going to just release all of it at that point.
Okay.
So then, you know, what's left is to express the gratitude for the positive side of it. Okay. And this
okay.
works, by the way, for people who are, you know, getting separated from a partnership of any sort, a friendship of any sort, you know, business relationship of some sort. It works for all types of relationships where there's some kind of an ending or change. And when you're done with that, you see, and usually when you have the gratitude meeting, you literally take turns telling each other, you know, you've agreed on a certain number of items. Yeah, it should be at least six items. It should be more than that, of course. But you should be able to, each one of you take turns telling the other person what your first item is, your second item, and so forth. And it's nice if you will give each other a copy, a written copy of what those items were, so that, you know, the other person doesn't have to sit there and take notes, you know. And after you do that, you see, the relationship will be repaired to the greatest level that it can be repaired. And whatever you do beyond that point will be fine. You know, you won't have this constant negativity running through your body all the time about it. And if you don't, you know, if you tell her that, hey, you know, I just can't handle these kinds of situations anymore, you know, but if you want to have a connection under these circumstances, then I'll be available to you, you know, under that situation. You know, you can put boundaries on it so that you make it into something that is appropriate for you.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I think that I've been too accommodating.
Yeah.
As a lot of mothers do, we always do for everybody else but ourselves, and I think it's time for me now.
Right, exactly.
So I now appreciate.
Yeah, and you do have, you know, some healing that's coming into your work and day-to-day and health area of your life. So this will be a big year for you to do healing work.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, and you've
You're
been
welcome.
So wonderful today. I love what you have said, the economy and all that. You're just on target.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I always like to know that what I'm talking about somebody likes.
Power in this message today. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, thanks a lot. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our AQ's prosperity training. This week your tip is this. Are you feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or anxious by all the things you have to do? The solution is to stop focusing on what is and start focusing on what you want. Tell a new story with some feeling, of course. Here's an example. If you're feeling stressed by all the too many things you have to do, start telling the story that I have more than enough time to accomplish it all. Feeling crazy from your boss's demands, start telling the story that my boss is becoming more effective and helpful every week. It doesn't need to be true now. Just telling the new story repeatedly will be enough to attract that situation to you. So start a new story about what you really want, and you'll create it. Next Friday, on April 17th, I'll be talking about breaking through old patterns. Now is a great time to break through old relationship and money patterns. And I'll also take your calls next week. In the meantime, remember to visit my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to pre-order your 2010 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters by April 29th. Just click on the link under What's New. And remember to get your $20 2009 Good Timing Guides. There's just a few left. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.